Good evening, everyone. Today is the 10th of January. It's Monday evening. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening here. And I've entitled this video, Don't Be Silent, Speak Up. And I want to read you just two emails that I got just a little bit ago. One was from Ashley Kenny in Australia. And he says, since the 10th of January, starting the 10th of January, that would be today, they are pushing that children ages 5 to 11 years here in Australia are to be jabbed before they can return to school. Already here, they are mandating the third booster. That's why it's imperative that America stands hard against this tyranny. If the U.S. fails, or I should say if the U.S. falls, which is the main target, it will definitely be over. God bless all. And that was the email I got a little while ago from Australia from Ashley Kenny. The second email I got is from our friends in Vancouver, Washington, Tom and Tori Adams. She says, yes, this is true in Washington State. They are voting on it on the 12th of January, Wednesday. And the vote is they can put people in COVID camps if they're not vaccinated. And she says, Tom and I are seriously praying about if it gets voted in, if we should leave Washington. Would not be easy since Tom just got a job, but we don't want to end up in one of those camps. Please pray for us. The Lord makes it clear what we should do. God bless and hope. Tori. You know, Tom already lost one job as a dispatcher for the Highway Patrol. And he finally got another job with a lumber company. And now it looks like he may have to move out of the state completely to avoid being stuck in a cove camp. Well, we need to speak up against this tyranny going on throughout the world. And we cannot thwart what God has ordained, but we can still speak up against evil, which we are told to do in Scripture. Scripture after Scripture says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And it says that, what did the disciples say when they told them they should not speak in the name of Jesus? Do you remember? They said, should we obey God rather than man? We're not to obey man over God's rulings and over his law. And these people are murderers. They are committing premeditated murder. They know exactly what they're doing. We know that their plan was to depopulate the earth. That's called premeditated murder. And the people that develop these vaccines, by the way, now it's come out that all the vaccines aren't the same. They don't have the same thing in all of them. So they can select to give whatever vaccine to whatever person they want to give it to do whatever job they want it to do. Just heard about a 3-year-old that took a vaccine because she was getting ready to go to preschool and it was required that she go to preschool to have a vaccine, and she died within a day of getting it. We hear of all these stories all over the world about people keeling over from these supposed vaccines, which are not vaccines. And so we need to be strong in our resistance against this, and we need to speak up against it. So much of the so-called church is just going along with this murderous campaign, including people like Franklin Graham, Samaritan's Purse, and First Baptist Church of Dallas, Dr. Jeffries, who needs to be thrown in jail for supporting this kind of murderous activity in his own church, administering this murderous poison in his own church, and so many others like T.D. Jakes. I mean, all across the spectrum, these large mega churches are part of this murderous program. And they'll be the first ones to endorse the chip being put in everybody, too. You can bet your sweet bippy on that. They're the furthest thing from Christian when they support such vile, murderous activity. So that's my thoughts tonight. Don't be silent. Continue to speak up. Don't be intimidated. You know, they're going to kill us. They're going to kill us sometime. It might as well be sooner or later. That's the way I look at it. Anyway, God bless you and realize that God is in control. And it's all been foretold in the book of Revelation what the end time is going to bring. And you might want to get out your Bible and read the 24th chapter of Matthew again. Might be a little bit more enlightening to you now. So that's what's on my mind, and I'm looking forward to my heavenly home. I don't want to stay here on this earth. What is here on this earth for me? Okay, what is here? You know, think about it. Why would we want to be a part of this evil, murderous system? Why? You know, and so I want to encourage you all to just realize that, you know, this world is going to burn up. That's what Peter said. It's going to burn up with fervent heat. And where are you going to be when this world burns up with fervent heat? My question is, where are you going to be? And so, you know, I'm ready to go to my new home. I don't want to be here.
And then you know, this little girl came up to me. She told me she died when you told me.
There's a lot of people that are ready to move right on to the next home. May the good Lord be with you this evening.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Well, don't be silent. Speak up. Don't be intimidated. Continue to praise God for His wonderful blessings to us, and be ready for our new home. God bless.